Welcome to the Women Action Takers podcast, where we bring you uplifting, inspirational, and motivational action takers who are making a positive impact on the planet. I'm your hostess, Linda Sunshine West of Living Live. My passion is to help driven women entrepreneurs gain confidence to ask for their worth, clarity to attract clients to them, and focus to get faster results. My motto is be seen, be known. This podcast, as well as everything I do, is born out of that motto. Hey, let's take action now and get on with the show. Sometimes things come up in our life and we hesitate in doing them, and then we have to make the course correction in order to change the trajectory of what was going on. And what I found was interesting about what I just said is that I hesitated before I said the word hesitate. Not intentional, by the way. I was in corporate world for 36 years, and I had had many jobs, a large variety of jobs, and gained a lot of experience and knowledge by having those jobs. And every time I left a job and going to another job, it was either because I was bored on the job I was on or because I felt underappreciated. And most of the time I would say it was because I felt underappreciated. And if you have done the five love languages or have heard of the five love languages, I'd love to know from you what your love languages are. And mine are the primary one that I have is words of affirmation. And so what that means is that I'm the type of person that likes to be appreciated for what I do. I'm the type of person who likes to hear, you did a great job. You keep it up. And I like those words because they motivate me to keep going. And I have a sense of, loyalty to people who thank me and compliment me because it's my love language. And anyway, it was when I was 51 years old, I had hired a life coach and I had worked with her, and she really helped me to learn a lot about myself and to grow and change my mindset, as to who I am and what value I have to offer while I'm here on this planet. And it was 5 months after working with her that I made a decision. My decision was that I'm going to quit my corporate job. I'm going to become an entrepreneur and I'm going to make a lot of money and everything's going to be great. And I knew in my heart of hearts that was exactly what was going to happen. I was going to make it, I was going to be a successful businesswoman. And here I am now, 5 years later, after quitting my corporate job. I tried so many different types of business ideas because I kept on trying to find out what's going to work, what's going to work. I lost a lot of money in some events that I put on. I've invested a lot of money in coaches and mentors, in trainings, in seminars, webinars, 3-day events, 10-day events, 1-day events, networking, marketing, all these different things that I've learned throughout the last 5 years, which all that knowledge, what's awesome is I get to take that knowledge with me wherever I go. No one can ever take that away from me. I think it was Nelson Mandela that said, nobody can ever take away your education or what you've learned. I'm not sure if it was him or not, but that's who I think it is. And what was, something happened recently where I realized I needed to take a course correction. And what I mean by that is that I had a plan. I have a plan. I have a vision. I know what I want and I know how to get it, but it's not happening as fast as I thought it would. So I just recently decided, I made a decision and I hesitated on it. And I remember the day I made the decision, I felt like I was going to just cry. And I shouldn't say I felt like I was going to cry. I did cry. I cried inside because my decision was to go back to a job, a job, while I get my business figured out, while I grow the business. Instead of doing what I did, which I left my corporate job and I just took a leap of faith and put myself out there, knowing that it was going to work out. And I really did. I knew in my heart of hearts that it was going to work out. And I still know in my heart of hearts that it is going to work out, but not in my time, which is evidenced because if it worked in my time, it would have happened 4 years ago. And so here I am, going back to a job, making a course correction in my own life and to see, how I can still make this business work. I run a mastermind accountability program. It's successful in the fact that I've been doing it for 4.5 to 5 years already. And I do have clients in it who are paying, but I'm just not making the amount of money that I need to be making in order to make it a successful business, and the amount of money that I want to be making in order to make it an extremely successful business, because that's what ultimately I want. Because I realize that the more people I help, the more money I will make. But it's really for me, because my love language is the appreciation. You know, I need those words of affirmation, that appreciation from others. And I know that as I have more clients and I'm helping more clients, then that love language, my ultimate number one love language, is being met. And I find that oftentimes there are people out there whose love language has to do with gifts. And that means they love to receive gifts and they love to give gifts. And that's awesome, because that's their love language. And a lot of those people who have that as their primary love language, by the way, go to 5lovelanguages.com. It's the number 5lovelanguages.com, and go take your love languages quiz and find out what your love languages are. But people who their love language is gifts, they're driven more by, you know, money, or driven more by receiving gifts. And that's what their driving force is. So because of that, they can see the money in their business and say, I want more of that. And then they go for that. Whereas I, on the other hand, because of who I am and my love language of who I am, my reward is by helping more people. And I remember when I left my corporate job and somebody asked me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to make money? I was like, I don't know. All I know is I'm going to help people, and I want to help people. That was my whole mission. So I've, in that sense, if you look at it that way, and if I look at it that way, I am very successful, because I do have clients. I've helped, you know, over 450 people do their first live videos. I mean, that's a success, right? If you look at it that way. But it didn't bring the financial success that I needed to bring in order for me to, you know, not go back to a job, at least temporarily. So is it a defeat or is it a success? Well, it's all in how you interpret it. And I choose to see it as a success, because I made a decision of something that's right for me and my husband for right now. This doesn't mean it's permanent. It's just a shift that I'm making in my life right now in order to give me a stress-free way, financially stress-free way, in order to make my business successful. So what happened along the path is, you know, this path of the 5-year entrepreneur journey that I've been on, and I'm not quitting on my business, by the way. I'm just making a course correction where I can go down a different path and pick up some money and put it in my purse, you know, while I'm on this journey. And the other path is still going strong. It's just going to be a nighttime and weekend path, and as opposed to an all day, every day, 7 days a week path, you know. So it's just a different path that I'm taking in order to give me the results that I want. So going down this path and making a course correction, it doesn't mean failure at all. It doesn't mean failure at all. The only way that it would be failure is if it was defeating, like if I totally gave up. And I am not giving up. This girl's not giving up. This woman's not giving up, because I'm a woman action taker. I'm taking action. And I'd love to hear from you. First of all, what are your love languages? You know, go ahead and put those down in the comments. And then also, I'd love to hear from you as far as, have you ever made a course correction like that before in your life? And then what was the result that came out of it? Was it a result that you made that shift and you realized that, you know what, I really don't want to have my business anymore? Was it that you made that shift and you went back to a job temporarily and it made you stronger, so that you came out when you left that job, you were able to be in a financial position and a mental position in a place where you were able to like come out stronger and keep going? What's the result that you have? Have you ever made any course correction like that? And if so, go ahead and share with us. I'd love to hear your comments of how you turned that around for you. So with that said, this is Linda Sunshine West of the Women Action Takers podcast. And I'm super excited about, you know, what we're doing here over here, making these adjustments. They're just minor adjustments in life. They're blips in life. And I literally cried when I made this decision, because I felt like a failure. But I had to realize that it wasn't a failure at all, because I'm not quitting my business at all. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm still moving forward, but just with a different plan of action. That's all it is. So my action for you today is to sit and figure out, what course of action do you need to make in order to have that success that you want? Are you having the success that you want right now in this very moment? Are you extremely excited and you're just really happy with the path that you are on? And if so, that's awesome. How can you make it better? How can you make it better? But if you're on a path right now where you're feeling defeated, you're feeling like this isn't for you, you're feeling like giving up, you know, what's an action step that you can take today that will help you to move yourself forward, your personal life and or your business life? So sit still, write some notes, write down a journal, you know, make a story, whatever you need to do. What I like to do is I like to make lists. So what I will do is when I'm in a situation that's not going as I planned, I sit down and I write a pros and cons list. So for this thing that I'm thinking about. So I'll give the example of job. I wrote a pros and cons list. And some of the things on my pros list were guaranteed income. You know, that was a big one because the con on the other side of it. So now I like, okay, the pro is guaranteed income, but what's the con on the other side? The con is that I'm going to give up a lot of time doing the things that I absolutely love doing because the job that I'm going to is not a job that I'm going to absolutely love. I'm going to do it because I'm really good at it. And I know that I'm going to make a decent amount of money because that decent amount of money is going to relieve the stress that I'm having, you know, in my head, as well as the stress that's being caused by the financial situation. So the pros and the cons, right? So you weigh out your pros and cons, and then you look and see, oh my gosh, look at the pros column is a lot larger than the cons column. So maybe that's the thing I need to do. Or the cons column is a lot larger than the pros column. So maybe I shouldn't do that thing. So I do this frequently. I create lists, and those lists really help me to make my decision because in my mind, it's all swirling around, trying to figure things out. And once I put that swirling around on a piece of paper and I can physically see what the reality is, you know, because our mind will make it up into a story. Whereas when I put it down on paper and I look at it on by numbers or by words, that really helps me to make a shift and change my mindset based on, I see the reality here is that the pros way outweigh the cons to this situation. So that's what made me make this decision to, you know, go back to a job temporarily. And so it's going back to a job temporarily so that I can further my business. It's not so that I could give up on my business. It's so that I could further my business because the Mastermind Accountability Program that I have is my dream and my passion because I'm doing what I absolutely love. And that is helping people. That's all I want to do. I just want to help people. And I'm serious about that. That's what I love doing. It's what fills my heart. It's like nothing like it when somebody can walk away from a conversation that we've had with each other and they feel empowered and motivated and inspired to move forward, to take that action step that they want to take. So my action to you, the action step for you to take today is to sit down and figure out your situation. Is there a step that you need to be taking that you're not taking because of fear? Is there a step you're not taking that you need to be taking because of some other reason? Whatever that is, it's okay. It's not failure. When we make a course correction, it's not failure at all. All it is taking a different path to the direction that we want to go. So think about a GPS. When you have a GPS, I had this happen just a couple weeks ago. I set the GPS to the location I was heading, the exact address with the right zip code. My GPS took me to a completely different address. It was in the vicinity, but it was about half a mile away. And what was interesting is I could actually see the place I was going when I got to the destination that the GPS took me to. So I was able to make a course correction. The GPS took me to the wrong location. And I said, there's my location over there. I looked over there and I said, I think this is the way I go. So I drove my way the way that I thought I had to go, creating a new path, which is what you're doing in your life and in your business, creating a brand new path for me to get to that destination. And then I ended up getting to that destination, but there was a little detour along the way. And that's what happens in life and in business. It doesn't always happen, but that does happen in life and in business. And so it's how we react to it, how we handle that situation is what's going to get us the result that we want to get. So you keep moving forward. You have this dream, this passion, this vision. Keep moving forward. Just the fact that it's not working for you right now, doesn't mean it's not going to work for you forever. So keep moving forward. I know that you can do this because it just takes that drive and that passion, that desire to keep you going. You got this. Have a great day and enjoy. Wow, that was an awesome show. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family and give us a 5-star review. While you're at it, please subscribe. The Women Action Takers podcast is always looking for amazing women action takers just like you to be interviewed. If you're interested in being on the podcast, see the link in the show notes. See you next time.